This video we've just watched, Sacred Geometry, although it was a bit random and bitty and over-dramatized in some places and the volume was not even, it brought up some very salient points, things we could really take a look at. First of all, there was the quotes from people who were quoting Pythagoras. And I think we think in terms of geometry with him, but so they were saying, he was saying, and talking about consciousness. And the more conscious we become, the higher is our consciousness, and the less solid we become. The more we purify the physical, the closer to light we get. And then he was talking about other beings in the cosmos, and the closer they are to us, the lower the vibration, and the higher the vibration, the further away and the less physical. That was one interesting point. But here's the main thing as I see it. Well, let's talk about this. When I get information, it's as though simultaneously I know exactly what's coming through, and at the same time, I don't really, really get it. And I feel as though if I did get it, there would be a major shift of some sort. And as I've been talking about lately, there's always a feeling of, yes, this is the way it looks, this is the way it sounds, this is the way it feels, and there's a sense of something else. And the something else feeling has got stronger and stronger. It's getting powerful. Now, when this video was presenting various speakers talking about a shift in vibration, a shift in frequency, this is what I'm resonating with at the moment, as though I'm almost getting something and not quite. But what does seem to be very strong to me is everything is vibrating. And everything has its own individual frequency that blends with the whole. It's part of the whole. And what I've had for a long time, very, very strongly, and feel as though I've never really got it over, is every single thought of every single human being contributes to a collective consciousness. It's making up the dimension in which we are feeling as though we're living in. Every single thought. If we come to the moment and become aware of our thoughts, when it's negative, what we're likely to do is to say, people like us is likely to say, shouldn't be thinking negative, I'll think positive. But thinking positive is part of negativity. It's the other side of it. What we need to do is recognize the thought and neutralize it by recognizing the thought, saying, yes, a negative thought has just come. And stay in the moment. Don't do anything with it. Don't go to the opposite. Don't work on it. Don't change it. And if you have a negative thought about the negative thought, don't do anything about that either. And one thing I really want to stress is, I really do feel that every single thought has a physical effect, not only on our own body and our own well-being, but on everything else as well. So, as I see, the placebo effect is nothing but a thought, is nothing but a belief and allowing. Thy faith hath made thee well. And we can't change how we are. We can just observe it and let it be. because that is not the whole. We are the observer, not the one that's behaving automatically. And it all comes down again to this thing I say, which is so simple to be said, but not so easy to live, and that is to be conscious, to be present in each moment. Every single thing you do, when you put down the cup, put down the cup. When you open the door, be aware of the door handle, be aware of the door, be aware of the opening. Just be here now. So that's what you do. And then listen to what you say. Don't just talk. Don't just reel out your story. Listen to what you say. And do I really want to go on saying that? That's the easy part. The more difficult part is, what am I thinking in this moment? Be aware of the thought. Just be aware of the thought. And then, after the awareness, be here. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you touch? Just to be here. And if you notice, the mind doesn't work like that. It's always going to the past, projecting a future. And it's never really here. Except maybe just for a moment, in an accident, just for a moment, the mind stops and you're there. Something else takes over. Well, we need to take over. Now, what was being said on this video is that a number of people coming together, just coming together, has a physical effect on the outside. That's been proved many times, has a physical effect. And we come together when we're in the moment. In the moment, there is only one. We're connected with everything and everybody. There is no space and no time when we are in the moment. And at the moment, that's rare. And again, as this video is saying, there is a shift happening. Something is happening. And in this happening, things do seem to be getting worse on all sorts of levels. And this could be part of the shift, part of the chaos. So something else can come out of this. But it's not going to come out collectively unless it comes out singularly in each one of us. And in each one of us being present, that's the connection. And that's the change that could come about. Something else really strong just came through. And I lost it, so maybe it's not time yet. So let's recap for a moment. There does seem to be some sort of change happening. Many of us are feeling that. And many of us are in distress at this time. And it could be this is the chaos that's breaking up the old and making room for the new. It could be that. But even if it isn't, it's happening anyway. Just to be with it. And a few individuals have changed things on the planet, but they're rare. They're exceptional people. And that could be us, but even if it isn't us, change comes from the individual. And then the individual combining with more individuals. So it's up to us. And then in what way? The only thing I see is to be here in this moment, as unconditional as we possibly can. Now, unconditional means accepting if you can't be unconditional. It just accepts. It just keeps embracing everything you are in yes. Yes, this is the way I am now. And I'm not going to attempt to reinforce it or go against it or work on it or change it. This is my reality in this very moment. And I will be as unconditional as I know how with that. and not take it seriously. One more thing I'll add to that. Talked about it before, just to reinforce it again. It does seem as though there are many levels of reality or consciousness happening simultaneously. And our minds have been taught to see things in a certain way. And there's always a feeling with me with, yes, that is so on that level. And it feels as though there is another level. So looking at it in one way, at all the atrocities that are happening on the planet and what people are doing to each other. And I'm not just talking about politicians and people who own companies and banks. I'm not just talking about that. I mean, right down to the personal level, the little fights that go on in the family and on day to day. And with it, of course, those negative thoughts against people that have an effect on the thinker and the person that's being thought about. I'm not just talking about that. There is something going on the planet on one level, and all the time I keep feeling it's part of something. There's a harmony here that I'm not fully getting. Nothing is really against us. Whatever's happening is happening to, and then I can only guess, to help us to see something, to experience something, to realize something. It's not an accident that overall, everything, there is a harmony. And we need to be, let's say, brave enough to think differently. At least as a hypothesis, at least as a possibility, to be with those, let's say, thoughts, feelings, sensations, premonition that seem to emerge from a deeper place in us and is there for a moment before it disappears like a wisp of mist. To be with that, to be with the something that we can't really form, we can't really think. And it may be that we do. So as though thoughts are just thoughts and can be dealt with the mind, that thoughts, something else comes up that the mind can't handle. And I have a feeling we do have a facility that can connect with this vague feeling, senses that come up. We do have a facility for being with them. But what we tend to do is jump to the thought, and the thought can't handle this vast dimension. We have to just wait and sense and feel and not get tempted to try and think about it, understand it, categorize it. Just be with it. Just be with it. And for that, we think we do need to spend some time each day quiet. At the moment, there are a number of people around the planet all connected that are sitting at a time that equals 6 a.m. in Australia and I think 10 a.m. in Europe. I think those are the times. Just sitting together. And it is possible when two or three are gathered together that there is a stronger connection. Just sitting, not doing anything, not changing anything, just sitting and watching. If something comes up, just watch and see if we can get the knack of not thinking about what comes up, but feeling it, sensing it, being one with it, not understanding, not agreeing or disagreeing, just being there with it in its undefined form. And I think things will keep coming up and start to get better and better. And then are we ready for that? Are we really ready to feel better? Because often when we feel better, we feel guilty. Do I deserve this? Have I earned this? somebody gives us something. And often we don't take it because we don't think we're worth it. And I'm suggesting we just take as a hypothesis, as an idea, that the universe is abundant and waiting to pour upon us if we will make space for it. And the way we do that, keep disconnecting from the thoughts produced by the mind. We don't need them anymore. If you need a thought, you'll know it's a different thought. You'll know an emergency, something needs to be taken care of. You'll know it's a different thought. And those others, let them come, let them go. And be here.